appreciate this additional session. I guess you said you weren't going out anyway today with the weather.
Well, I'm gonna make, I have to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah, we gotta see if, you gonna deliver that tonight, Jim?
No, too cold. Tomorrow, if that guy wants that load, I'll take it up to him tomorrow, and I'll put this other guy off. I make $5 more on this load. I up the price, and then, that one is the old price, yes. He can wait a while.
Yeah, but do you have a chainsaw or anything to cut it up?
I got two of them.
And you said you went to the construction projects to just...
Yeah. Well, that's why I got started in the wood business. When we moved here, that was... This is all town property where I got the wood pile and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of dead trees in there. Mm-hmm. And our kids and, well, grandkids now, but our kids at that time were playing in there, and these trees, big branches would break off because they were rotting. Mm-hmm. So I just asked the town for a chainsaw. And they furnished, I said I'd clean up that woods and keep it cut down, and they gave me a chainsaw, and I used it. Oh, about 4 months, cut all them trees down. I had a big pile, and hell, somebody stopped and wanted to buy it. And then a real estate man seen I had that pile of wood. He said, "Are you cutting wood?" And he, "Yeah," I said, "once in a while." But he said, "You can have all these trees." Oh, he had them all bulldozed together, and it was a mess to clean up that way. And then I finally told him, I said, "Well, if you want to build any more houses and want the trees cut down, I said, let me know ahead. And I'll go and cut them down." And see, when you bulldoze them together with bulldozers, they get all mud and it messes up your chainsaw. And you only cut 3 or 4 pieces and you have to stop and file it, which you don't make very much headway. So he did. He told me about it. And then I cut them all down. And this, the Hoosier State Bank owns this property where I'm cutting now. And a good friend of ours is director on in the bank, and they wanted it cleaned off, and he recommended me to clean it up. And I don't pay for the wood, I just get it for nothing. And so far they had been pushing too hard. I've had it, this is my 3rd year already, so they ain't too much in a hurry, I guess. Because if they push me, I'd have to say, well, get somebody else.
Yeah.
And I know what it's going to cost them if somebody comes in there and cleans it up and they get the wood beside. So they ain't going to pay if they don't have to. And all they want to do is they want it cleaned up, so when they, and they're going to, after I get all the wood cut off, they're going to get a bulldozer in there and level it off. So a some buyer that wants to buy it can see what they're getting. The way it is, you can't. It's just about impossible to walk in there before I start cutting the trees down. There was so much underbrush and stuff. And I got, well, I don't have to. They didn't tell me I had to, but I burned the brush to as a maker. Otherwise, you get so much you can't even turn around.
Yeah.
So I burned the brush. Got in trouble one time burning. See, we are not allowed this town no open fires. But if you wash yourself and burn it fat, let it dry up, and then throw a match in it now before anybody sees it, it's burned up in the right kind of weather. But this time it was a damp day and cloudy, and the smoke just hung about 20 feet up in the air. And it just kept going like this. I guess it went 30 miles like that, and everybody that had any problems knew about it because that smoke could bother them. So
yeah, you'd think with the U.S. Steel Works and stuff like that, that'd be at least to your problem.
Yeah, but the what the, you know, even on a big fire, it that wouldn't make 1/10 of what the steel mill put fire.
Yeah,
oil company.
That's the thing. Yeah, maybe we know some we hit. Incidentally, I forgot whether I'd introduced you or not to Gail. I'm really sorry about that. I guess I don't. This is Gail. She's a student, graduate student in the German department.
Oh, sprechen Sie auch Deutsch?
Ja, ja, sicher.
She's one of our helpers on this project. But anyway, I guess the tape was about run out.